A word for you from Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. And the Lord God made for Adam and Eve garments of skin and clothed them. Remember, this is the entering of the Christmas season. Although it's still the beginning of the month, now we begin to remember the Savior, and in particular, His birth. And way back in Genesis, God already promised the Savior. We looked last time at the fact that God said to Satan, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between her offspring and you, and he will crush your head and you will bruise his heel. Speaking of the fact that our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, was to be born of the seed of the woman, and he would crush Satan's head on Calvary. Now here we find the first shedding of blood, and that was when God made garments for them. He made garments of skin. An animal or animals had to be slaughtered. Why so? Well, they thought it was good enough just to have leaves, some of the plants, fig leaves, and that they could hide from God, hide their shame. God saw right through it. And so he came and he created a righteousness, symbolic of the righteousness of Christ, our Redeemer, our Savior. And so an animal or animals had to be slaughtered and blood was shed, pointing already that the Savior who was to be born would also one day shed his blood. And God clothed them in these skins. So, dear friend, are you trying to be like Adam and Eve, clothing yourself with your own righteousness, trying to be good, trying to turn over a new leaf again and again, trying to stop with that habit, trying to make a new resolution yet again? Throw all that away, for God's righteousness is through Jesus Christ. He has prepared the way, foretold so long ago when he slaughtered the animals so that there would be garments of skin for Adam and Eve. God clothed them. UNkulunkulu waze wahlaba isilwane ukuze baphile ngokulunga kwakhe, hayi ngokulunga kwabo. Are you clothed in Christ's righteousness or your own?